If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. No food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I want to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. And once again, that's AxisLabCBD.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up with that one white guy, one black guy discount.
All right, you cocksuckers, we're fucking back.
We're back. We took a break because it's fucking 4th of July.
What's up, everybody?
I was getting my Joe Diaz voice on.
You fucking cocksuckers?
Anywho, we hope all you guys had a great 4th of July.
America. Fuck yeah. America's gonna save the fucking day.
Yo, Marina and I actually watched that on 4th of July, which I thought was
a great movie.
Amazing. But today, you know, now today, no, everyone's like, it's a weird movie. I'm like, fuck you if you do not like this movie. Yeah, you can go to hell if you need to. But, yeah.
Dude, South Park.
I still got to see their Book of Mormon play, like their Broadway play.
Dude, I don't know.
It's been the number one fucking Broadway show for like 10 years. And it's like, everyone that's seen it said it's the funniest fucking thing you'll ever see.
I just don't know if I waste my money to go
that's
see it.
That's not a waste of money.
I don't think it'll be a waste of money. I mean, for me, someone that's not as interested.
It's literally been the number one Broadway show for fucking forever, I feel like.
Fuck about no Broadway.
Whatever. Neither do I, but I just want to see something fucking
hilarious. Probably would see Beauty and Beast on Broadway, wouldn't you?
No, I actually got drugged to Matilda back in the day.
Well, they didn't drug you and then take you, did they?
They did. Pretty much. Damn. Then I was bitching. I'm like, we're not even fucking sitting together. I'm like, I'm sitting by myself next to fucking strangers. Why am I even here?
Dude, that sucks.
I got fucking bitched at for it. And I was like, fuck you, man.
Was it all the girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was like...
Matilda, dude.
Yeah, it was like... I was like the only one that had to sit by myself. I'm like, I don't even want to fucking be here. Now I'm sitting by myself. I should have just went fucking out into the street and fucking hung out with a homeless guy.
I watched the movie Matilda because Danny DeVito was in it.
But that's a
that,
movie.
That's fine. That's fine, movie's fine. But I'm not going to no Broadway to hear anyone sing.
It was the fucking stupidest thing ever. Who even likes this shit?
Well, whatever, dude.
That was horrible.
Dude, that weather. This weather has been insane. But I'm talking more so the heat.
Dude, it's been, two weeks ago, it rained all week and, like, downpoured, and then it was fucking hot as balls, and now it's humid as balls. And then you get the fucking smoke from the Canadian wildfires or... Or we can say planned fires.
Yeah, the planned fire.
They all just happened to start at around the same fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Which I have some other things I want to bring up later on. I'll let you get it out of your system first.
What, the fucking Hunter Biden's cocaine? Fucking scumbag they found in the White House. They're like, oh, we don't know where it came from, but we have security cameras in every fucking wall. Like, fuck out of here.
Some Americans, like, wish Joe Biden actually was taking the coke. Because, like, if he was, they
won't
go on sleep.
Maybe put a sentence together.
Maybe, something. He won't be falling asleep half
dude, there's a comedian.
That's funny.
Who does the best Joe Biden impressions.
Yeah.
And, like... and he's just like, well, you see, Ukraine is an, are we too loud? You need to know how to steam carrots.
Everybody,
are you fucking kidding me?
K-Dog doesn't know how to steam carrots, and I can't believe she's so innocent too. It wasn't even like she was like, I'm mad. I don't know if he's gonna be mad at me.
I thought we woke up like the baby or something.
I thought
I'm like,
so too. K-Dog, you had me sweating over here.
How do you steam carrots?
Jeez,
son?
That's crazy.
Help me, I'm poor.
All right,
you
know
you
what?
Get the pot under the fucking sink or under the.
No, she wants you
the
to
island.
Get up, and she wants you to steam
the one where where you can like remove it,
not
like
to
we
did,
with the holes. Then you, so you take that out, fill the big pot with some water, like 15-20 minutes. I was steaming for, but when you blend it, you put water in there first, so it doesn't get chunky. It just becomes a puree. But don't do too much water because then it would be like soup, and you can't really give her that. It needs to be like. Do like get one of the plastic cups and fill it like.
You guys want? I have a puree machine.
Set it away.
Okay.
I already did it, motherfucker.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what's she doing right now?
Because the carrots are old and we got
now the baby's hungry.
No, the baby's sleeping. And already fucking ate.
Look at her face.
She's like, gonna run. Call me. Come get me when they're done steaming.
They're already dead. They're already dead.
She's gonna fuck it up.
It's okay.
She's not allowed in the kitchen.
I saw the video, and she did not. And the baby didn't seem like she liked them that much.
Not at first. But now she's getting used to them. She's starting to eat more and more.
Yeah. Are you allowed to put cinnamon in there?
No.
Dude, cinnamon in there. A little bit of cinnamon in there would be just for flavor.
No, she's a baby. You're not supposed to get all that shit yet.
I'm just saying.
No.
A little organic cinnamon, man.
No.
Perfect, man.
No.
Max ate it up.
No. She gets sweet potato snacks. She'll like those more, probably.
She'll probably love sweet potatoes, but... But, yeah, you shouldn't be putting salt and pepper in it or anything like that.
Just a little water.
Yeah.
What were we fucking talking about before someone came down and interrupted me about steaming carrots?
Oh, yeah, dude. That'd be crazy.
Ah, the Joe Biden thing.
What?
But, I don't want to fuck it up. I got to show you. Maybe I'll pull it up and we can listen to the... we can probably capture the audio. Fuck. It always comes up. I'm probably not going to be able to find it, but he goes...
That's crazy, dude. The laptop almost unplugged itself over here.
Oh, yeah.
It's not charged up. That would have sucked.
Oh, he's private.
But what are you talking about? Joe Biden's...
So someone did a fucking skit. I'll show it to you later. Okay. And I don't want to botch the joke.
But it's
fucking hilarious. And he's like, he just goes like from topic to topic. And he's like, whoa, you see Ukraine... the sky's blue. Like he just does it. It's fucking hilarious.
He does a great impersonation of him.
It's so fun. And they just, because everyone knows Joe Biden, fucking racist motherfucker. And at the end of it, he's just like, black people smell.
Dude, you know what?
I start. It's fucking.
I don't even give a shit. Like you already know me. I could give two shits if someone's racist. And that sounds crazy, but like. You don't gotta like me. You don't gotta like me at all. But like, it's just fun. Like with him and like that, it's just like he just does a fucking horrible job. Like, dude, and people just are like, "Well, it could be worse." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up! It is worse."
There's one video I actually just seen. I'm just so like, mad. How does he get away with shit like this? But it's like some lady that like, if you had a child that was black or something like that, like what would you do if your kids got stopped by the cops, and he's like, well, my kids would be white, first of all. So they wouldn't be stopped by the cops. And everyone's just like, oh,
very good answer. Very, very nice.
But what I wanted to talk, don't get me down that fucking rabbit hole, because I'll talk fucking shit on that.
We're going to stick with politics, but it's hard, dude.
In today's world, it's so fucking hard.
Especially turning to dad, dude. Yeah. It's hard not to talk about politics, dude.
Dude, I see all this shit, and I'm just like,
oh my God.
Kill me. Kill me.
Oh my God.
But the submarine. Gate, bruh.
Yeah. Dude, that was insane.
All right. So the best part about that shit is this leads into like the politics shit.
Yeah, because it's
like
okay.
They're like, oh yeah, we heard noises of like banging.
No, you didn't.
30 minutes ago. and everyone's like, ooh, meanwhile, fucking Hunter Biden's court case is going on.
Exactly.
Kind of bullshit. And then it turns out they knew the fucking thing imploded 3 days ago.
Bro. Biggest distraction. Ever.
Oh, it's always perfect
biggest
timing.
Distraction ever. And dude, it's so evident. People are like, they probably had it. Like, no, they were fucking dead a while ago.
So,
and I'm not saying I'm heartless against it. It's just we were lied to. We keep getting lied to, and idiots are like believing it.
Me and Kira were talking about it for a while because it's
mad.
Like originally they like supposedly they're like it's like a 6-hour expedition and there's like no bathroom on board. You have to go in like bags and shit. And she's like, oh my God, can you imagine they're just like sitting in there and like they got like they're just all like they're sitting like pissing and shit and putting it in the corner pretty much. I'm like, yeah, it's horrible. She's like, and then you're just waiting to run out of fucking air. I'm like, yeah, but like if they ran out of air, it would be like a the oxygen level would just slowly go and you would just fall into deep sleep.
Yeah.
And like what other way do you want to die?
Yeah.
You're just going to drift off into a dream.
Yeah.
And then it was like, if it imploded or something like this, I'm like, well, that's even better because you're never even going to fucking see it happen.
No,
dead.
And it's like, it's almost you're like black. You're in space. You're just frozen.
No, you're coming outside. You're, what the fuck? I'm dead.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Oh, fuck. It's Rose from the Titanic. Yeah.
If you really do go up, that's going to be like a long ride though, man. Imagine being under and then, then I hit fucking finally air. Now I'm going up. Okay. After dying? Like if your spirit was going in, I don't know.
I don't think the universe, you would need to breathe air if you're dead.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is,
hold my breath underwater still.
But if you're going up, you're already underwater, so you have to reach air or land, or should I say. It's just crazy. I don't know.
I'd just be closer to my destination.
What? Help? Yeah. Oh my God, that was funny, dude.
You'd be like, just walk through that door. You're good.
Oh my God. Right. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think that was a distraction.
The only thing that sucks is that they did have like a 19-year-old kid on it or some shit.
Really?
Yeah, it was That's like horrible. A billionaire and his son. But then the stepson was at the Blink 182 concert. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm upset, but I'm not gonna let this ruin my
day. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I mean, I can see that too.
Just
man.
Waiting for that fucking. Inheritance.
He inherited billions of dollars. He's like, I'm so upset right now.
Unless that dude like left it to someone else or something.
Or unless they, you know what they did? They had a little ejection drone and they went a different way and they're not dead.
Oh, they're all fucking dead.
I think they're all dead.
Yeah. Because it was no one like that we know that was like connected to anything crazy somehow where it was like it could be a conspiracy theory of like, oh, they killed all these billionaires because like. Because I was like, if that was true, someone would have put the dots together already, how they all were intertwined with someone.
Killing billionaires? So that their money, but they would have to have to kill their whole family, right?
No, I'm saying more like if like they got whacked by like someone else, like the government or something. Like, someone would have put all the dots together. Like, this was associated with this person, it was associated with this person. Oh,
okay. Well,
that's why I'm like, someone would have put that together already.
You think so?
Yeah. It would have been solved in fucking 2 hours how they all knew each other.
Dude.
Someone would have went down that rabbit hole and been like, this guy was a fucking... It was this company who's associated with this company who's associated with... 1,000%.
Who controls the media?
I'm just saying someone online would have fucking put all the dots together when that order went out.
I'm just saying, like, I thought about it. And I know you have, too.
But no one gives a fuck if it was because they just released documents that the fucking CIA planned like the JFK assassination or had a hand in it. And it's just fucking crickets. No one's like, oh.
You hear about the Marines? Apparently there's like Marines that were like sex trafficking or something like that. And they,
I didn't
like,
hear about that.
Yeah. And they like hit all their like.
Actually, no. I seen one about, was it drugs or maybe it was trafficking?
It was human trafficking or sex trafficking. And they just basically they got mad because they're like, you shouldn't have gave their names out and stuff like that. I'm like, well, I mean, it's unfortunate for what they were doing. I mean, life simply finds a way sometimes to get to you. But there's a lot of shit that's just coming out and people are just getting mad at the government, though.
Don't give a fuck. No one's getting mad. They're more worried about.
I don't give a shit. I mean, not that I don't give a shit, but I'm just saying.
How many likes you get on their fucking Instagram new fucking TikTok dance? This should be a fucking uproar to throat. Everyone out of the fucking government after they found out you planned to fucking whack a president.
Yeah.
Because he was doing too good of a fucking job.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck, man.
But what I'm saying is that they're it's just,
you know what they give a fuck about?
It's a crazy divide right now, and both sides are just angry.
That's fucking pronoun name is what they give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You called him a he, she, he's a she, and that's she's a he, and that's just one side. What am I, Dr. Seuss?
That's just one side.
Ugh.
I mean, I'm more on the Republican side. If we're looking at it, you got two different sides, and both sides aren't happy about how things are just going down either way.
I just think the whole world's fucked.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you, buddy. That's what I'm trying to say. The world is fucked. So no matter what you look at, both sides are going to be mad about something, and it's just not. There's no happy medium.
So I'm
right
just
now.
Trying to get some land and move in the
middle.
Dude,
that's what I'm talking about, dude. I just want to move nowhere.
Yeah, fucking A, man. I'd be happier than pigging shit. I was like, just give me a little Starlink, so if I have to get to the internet or play some video game here and there, boom. Other than that, I want to go fucking adventure out into the woods and come back with, like, a fucking rabbit or something.
I was trying to think about the, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but you know the mysterious people? Like, the people that are, like, completely indigenous who have never seen, like, a fucking computer screen.
Oh, yeah. Like, remember the fucking journalists?
They were fucking throwing spears
at the journalists. Like, Jehovah Witness went to the island, like, trying to get around Christ, and they fucking lit them up with crossbows and shit. And spears. Here, let me talk to you about Jesus Christ.
Dog, you gotta be dumb. Like, they tell you not to go there, number one. But yes, I want land like that where you come on my land, I'm in a fucking little piece of paper skirt.
I'll have a fucking spear. I'd be fucking guerrilla warfare. You see me pop out of a little grass bunker and just fucking put my fucking shotgun up your ass and blow you away.
It'd be funny if me and you didn't see each other for like 10 years and I'm like, I have a full beard. I'm like, you're like, oh, Kevin?
Oh, man. I heard that first plane fly over. Kev, that was a drone. I know. Fucking dead.
drone. I forgot.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, dude.
Yeah, drones are insane nowadays, too, man.
I know.
So I got money in that one drone.
Squirrel,
company.
Squirrel.
We just want the fucking drones.
I know, dude. We just want the fucking drones. Leah, my sister, actually was telling us that we hop around too much sometimes. And we do, dude. It's just
dude, I jump combos.
All right, man. I got ADD right. Like a bitch. It's bad, dude.
Makes for a good fucking show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it would. Mm-hmm. We would. I seriously think.
I meant just like the podcast show.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, like, if we did have a show.
Dude, I always said we should have a fucking show where they just drop us in a remote area. I mean, you have to survive.
Yeah, that would be funny.
It would be comedy. Because we would be fucking comedy. Bitching at each other after the first 2 hours.
We would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the victories would be a lot better. Like, if we caught a fucking fish or something.
Uh-huh.
We'd do like a stupid dance.
The fucking fish falls off the stick and they're like, Betty, God.
Put you in the water. Motherfucker, kill you. Yeah, I'll kill you.
Yeah. See, it would be me, man. You would throw the fish at me, and I wouldn't know you're throwing it to me, and I'd drop it in the water.
Oh, dude, it'd be fucking great.
And then you would yell at me.
It's like, heard it here first, Netflix. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
One white guy, one black guy, survival.
Dude, just put us on there, man. I think it would be hilarious.
I just know I'd be all right. Like, they should drop us. They should let us film. Like, so my favorite Survivor show was always Survivor Man.
Oh, yeah.
So he always did. I think it was.
Dude, he'd be dead in 45.
I think
minutes.
He was always. That'd be good.
Probably be dead in 45. You would have stepped on some crazy thorn that was like poisonous.
The only thing that's getting me, I'll tell you, the only thing that would make me be like, I'm not fucking doing this, is fucking mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes would do it for you.
I would be like, I'm done.
Oh yeah,
I can't do it
because
I got that the fucking blood that loves them, so I get bit up like a motherfucker.
That O positive or O something blood, right?
Probably. I don't fucking know what it is. But I know I get eaten alive every time I walk the fuck outside half the time. It would be mosquitoes that fucking get me, or like, I think it would just be insects that really make me would fucking lose my mind.
Do you not like insects?
No, I just don't like get like the eaten alive by fucking mosquitoes or like chiggers or some shit.
Sand fleas or something. Yeah,
that shit would just fucking drive me nuts.
I think North Carolina, that's the only time I've heard of them. Chiggers, whatever they are.
They're around here.
What are they? They're around moss.
What they do is they bury into your skin, lay eggs, and then like you're itching them because the eggs are in there.
And they hatch them.
My dad has a good story about it because he got it once, and he's like, I fucking cut them out with a razor blade and then dump bleach in it or some shit.
Wow, did it work?
He's like, dude, it hurt. He's like, yeah, it worked, but he passed out from the pain.
I bet.
I'm like, what are you putting fucking bleach in? I can see. Yeah. But like I was saying, the Survivor Man, he did like, it was 7 or 10 days he did, but he was the only guy that ever just filmed it himself.
Oh, he just went out there without a crew and like a...
Yeah. Yeah, it was just him and his camera gear. And like they always gave him like a stupid scenario, like your boat crashed, now you're on one of those floating things.
Yeah.
Or like you rode into the desert on a dirt bike, now your dirt bike ran, I guess. Yeah. So like a whole harvest shit from there.
Gotcha.
But he only did like 7 or 10, I forget what it was, 7 or 10 days by himself. But I'm like, that's the way to do it. I'm like, we could do that. Just all I need is a insect net and like maybe a lighter.
RV.
But then I'm like, I'll fucking start a fire up without a fucking lighter. Like, get some tinder, rub a stick together. I got it, dude.
Dude, I'll come back to check on you and it'll be gone, dude, home. Like, dude, fuck that, dude. I was out of there. He was all over. I'm like,
he's like, fucking stay outside.
The fuck, Vinny? I'm out here.
I remember I told my dad this. He's like, if you can survive out back, or you can start a fire out back, I'll give you $1,000.
Did you do it?
Nah, I was like, I'm not going to fuck out back. I'm trying to start a fire. That's not the right wood, Dad. I need birch bark.
Well, I feel like we all think we could do something until the time comes. We're like, damn, I don't have this one bark, man. What the hell?
Like, I think we could do it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, I feel like we could
I think it'd be hilarious.
Nah, I don't know. I always think of it like apocalypse.
That happening. Or I wish they fucking put me on. There used to be a show, Man vs. Food.
They just
go around and do all like the eating challenges. Yeah. But I'm like, dude, they gave me a joint before every place. I was like, I'll fucking close that motherfucker down. Easily.
You don't have that kind of luxury, Vinny. You're out there.
It's 2020. No, I'm talking about the man. I jumped. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
I went to Man vs. Food.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, that's the other show I love to like
do.
Because I was like, if I got a joint, I would just smoke right before I had to do the eating competition. I would just fucking destroy it, dude.
Understood. Yeah.
It'd be like taking steroids and playing a sport.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cheating with a joint.
The joint is a steroid.
Yeah.
metabolism.
Actually, it might be might not too bad, man. Might not too bad. But I doubt. I mean, that's probably going to happen soon, though. The actual hunger game of today, society. We might actually have a chance at that, Vinny. In real life. Real time.
Nah, dude, because my luck, I'd be like, it would be like, all right, we need someone from each district.
Yeah.
Like, me, and then it'd be like, oh, like, we'll just say, like, two girls and, like, a wimp.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I'm going to fucking destroy this. And then, like, the last guy would be like, oh, and we got ex-Navy SEAL.
Nah, dude.
Black belt. And I'm going to be like, oh, that guy's just going to fucking kill me. All right.
Watch out. One of them wimps pull out one of the Mugu cards and duels the shit out of you, bro.
That's fine. I got my deck.
He's like, I got my deck on deck.
You got that motherfucker in the same soap container that I had for years. The travel soap container. That's where, I stored my fucking deck, bro. I was a dragon deck.
Dude, the three-headed dragon, the black.
You just disappointed me. It's blue eyes.
Well, you like the blue eyes.
Ultimate dragon. Ultimate. No, that's the one that has three heads. It's the blue eyes ultimate dragon.
Yeah, there's two though. I thought there was two.
There's the red eyes black dragon. He don't have three heads. He just the only thing he morphs into is the red eyes black metal dragon.
Oh, okay.
And you have to
Does that one have three heads?
No, only the blue eyes ultimate dragon has three heads.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck, man.
Fuck you, Yu-Gi-Oh nerds, man. Every last one
that just came back
guys.
To me like I was still playing the fucking
game.
Yeah,
dude. You should see he's leering at me right now with the most disappointed look on his face like, you son of a bitch. You come to my
house. This is how I looked at Kira last night when she's like, I've never seen The Matrix.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Dude, she fucking sucks with movies. She, like, I can name all these. Oh, I've never seen that.
I think it's insane.
Dude, it's so,
I think it's insane.
So upsetting. Because I'll throw out movie quotes, and she's like, what?
Marina watched, like, the first one, and then she said, after that one, she said it sucked.
It's just true. It's true. It becomes way too CGI.
Yes.
And the CGI, when it was made, it was not that good. So you can tell it's shit.
Yeah.
So after, I agree. The only really good one is the first one in my eyes.
The first one and the Animatrix. If you understand the stories, it's a great story.
You know, the person who wrote that, also wrote The Terminator, and The Matrix is what happens after The Terminator.
That makes sense.
It's all linked together.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I never looked at it that way ever.
Well, it blew my mind when I heard that.
It's blowing my mind right now, dude. That's crazy, man. Hold on. Let me process this real quick. So The Terminator happens.
Yeah. It's the start of AI taking over and launching nukes on human society.
Yeah, okay.
And then The Matrix starts as all the humans are being harvested for their magnetic or electric pulse.
Yeah.
Like all the electric pulses that your body makes or whatever through your nerves.
They're harvesting electric power.
As a battery.
Yeah, battery. Yeah. There we go, battery.
Yeah, so it's like that's what the fucking thing is. It's after the war between the man and machines and Terminator falls into The Matrix.
That's crazy. That is really crazy to think about. We're heading there. We're heading there.
Ah, dude.
We're already there.
We're probably already there.
Dude, we got robots that are doing backflips and triple sow cows and stuff, dude.
Dude, I just keep seeing things. Oh, the AI said it would never hurt humankind. I'm like, the motherfucker's lying.
All right, well, look, here's a prime example. I'm going to bring this up because we talked about this prior to the getting online. So I think in Vegas on the Strip.
The sphere. Fucking new stadium they made.
Explain it. It's crazy. But.
It's just like a fucking giant arena that's like a giant circle.
Yeah.
And the outer portion of the sphere, I guess, is some kind of like TVs or where they're all interlinked or like, I don't know. But it can make like pictures of the earth or like trippy things. A giant pumpkin it made, the fucking eyeball, and it was like blinking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's fucking cool as shit. But then I'm like, that's pretty crazy.
I know this sounds far-fetched, but you know how crazy we get with these, like, I don't know, conspiracy theories or whatever. That's like the first step of controlling in these big cities, like Vegas or something. That's pretty big. I mean, you could probably see that dome from how many miles out radius. I'm just trying to think.
I don't know.
They needed to give a big service announcement. All they got to do is put that dome on. Hello, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to do today. Everyone's going to go in the house for 15 minutes. I don't know.
It's either
AI
goes crazy, or I'm just waiting for fucking some aliens to drop
that,
down.
That's all,
I'm like, before I die, it'd be pretty cool to be like, see a real fucking alien.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck they look like, you know? They look like us. Maybe they have six fingers instead of five. Or they're just completely different.
Yeah, that's true. That's great. We're actually great talking about AI today. We got another one. You just talk about aliens. I know everyone's trending this right now. This is probably the biggest thing. The lady was on the airplanes. There's this lady. You didn't see this video?
There's a lady on an airplane.
There's a lady on an airplane. She's saying, this guy is not fucking real. And apparently, the guy had a hood on and they think he was a lizard creature.
Oh, that's what they say when... They say this thing Elon fights fucking Zuckerberg's dumbass.
Oh, Zuckerberg's an alien, dude. not
alien, like, but as soon as they close the cage,
demon, dude.
Fucking Zuckerberg's gonna turn into a lizard man.
Yeah, he's gonna turn into a Raptor, dude, from Rugrats, man.
I don't believe lizard people's a little much.
I don't believe in the lizard people. I'm sorry. I believe, you know me, I'm angels with
demons. I could see a fucking alien, though. Like,
nah, I mean,
almost like you watch a new Marvel movie, the Skrulls, that can, like, turn into different people. Like, I could see something crazy like that, or they just have a technology where they, like, a cloaking system that makes them look like us.
Excuse me. That was a belch.
But there was also... that's, like...
I agree.
I'm going down a rabbit hole.
No, go ahead.
But did you ever see the show Invincible on...
I heard of it.
Prime? It's, like, it's almost like The Boys, but, like,
it's
anime.
Superheroes, yeah. I've seen it, yeah.
Well, there's a dude, like, the government, and they walk into this white room, and he's like, why can't I see... Like,
the
why
are we
in
this white... Hair?
He's like, he has, like, long white hair. He's like a CIA guy, and he's like talking to the Superman. He's like, why can't I see anything? And then he's like, he says something, and they turn on the lights, or do something, and you can see it's a whole facility with, like, scientists and all this shit. And he's like, why can't I see this? He's like, well, back in the blah, 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 we were dumping a chemical into water supply, so anyone who is drinking that supply cannot...
Puts the veil up.
Yeah, it puts a veil, yeah, like, this frequency blocks out everything. And he's like, so... it's invisible to, like, the human eye because of them poisoning the
water.
And I'm like, that probably really fucking happened.
That is really what happened. I'm telling, like, I can't tell you for a fact. I can't give it to you.
Hey, we spilled some chemicals in your water upstream. Ah, it's cleared in a day. We got it all.
Not the whole water system thing, but the whole veil thing. I really do think that I do truly believe in a veil that there's stuff that we can't fucking see and explain. Like, gravity, miracles, all that stuff. Like, there has to be, dude.
Well, gravity, I feel like you can explain.
Well, gravity can only be explained through science, and science can just explain the physics of the nature. But I can't tell you outside of that explanation. Now that we're like, well, what the fuck? How did this person do that?
Speaking of that, I made Curie watch Interstellar also.
Interstellar,
week.
Oh, okay.
Great fuck. Ever see it?
I have seen it. It's a crazy... It's a
mind fuck.
Yeah. If you like Doctor Strange, you'll like Interstellar.
Yeah. And she was on a nice gummy ride.
Oh, okay.
So she was like... I have so many questions.
Ooh,
afterwards, is there a sequel? I'm like, no sequel.
Yeah, no sequel.
But yeah, it's fucking great.
But I was saying, back to this lady. She thinks there's an alien. So now they've been doing for the past couple weeks, or not weeks, I'm sorry, several months, they'll keep bringing up alien sightings.
The UFOs,
sightings.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's just a distraction, dude. Obviously it is a distraction, but everything's a what do you think?
Part of me thinks distraction, part of me thinks possibly real, or... military tech that's just so advanced that we can't explain. But there's also whistleblowers coming out that worked in, like, deep understate saying, like, no, they have a fully intact UFO.
Yeah.
Like, reverse engineered.
Yeah.
Pretty much they do on it.
Yeah.
So I can see there's, like, I can see, like, if, like, worst came to worst, let's just say, like, China and whatever, if we're, like, we're going after fuck America.
Yeah.
I think they, and they're like, we're going to launch nukes, and I just think we would come out with this insane, like, weaponry where, like, oh, yeah, we had this hidden in the, what's that fucking place called?
What, Area 51?
Yeah. Now we're just going to, tanks are coming out with, like, propulsion fucking system, just 10 times stronger than anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that shit happen.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, our cover military, and then we have the real fucking weapons hidden.
Kind of
bullshit.
I really do believe.
I could see something like that.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to distract us with a whole bunch of stuff that's going on right now, and no one knows what's going on. But it's just, why is all this stuff just happening right now in the midst of wars and all this?
This is the weirdest fucking time in
weirdest time in history. Yeah,
that fucking boys singing their girls, the girls singing their boys.
Yeah,
fucking.
You guys can hate us all you want, man, but this is. Hey, I stand by it, and I'm sorry.
It's going to be hell when my daughter goes to school.
It's going
to
be hell when my son goes to school.
Because if I ever hear anything, dude, I'm going there fucking.
I'm
going
to be at the PTA meetings. Like, you will look over and see me. Like probably, I don't know if we're going to the same school, but, like, you will be some. I'll go to every PTA meeting in every district.
an ice pick in someone's eye and go to sleep in jail happier than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But she's gone to a fucking Catholic school or something, because I'm not putting up with that shit.
Well, Catholic school's making me better.
I know.
I mean, I don't feel like any school's any safe anymore, man. It's like,
or homeschooled, man. Let me get some fucking land in homeschool.
But like
then it's like, yeah, but
who's gonna homeschool the kid?
We some broke motherfuckers, man. We can't afford to.
Can't afford no fucking homeschool.
Yeah,
it sounds really good.
Unless I hit the lottery and I'll throw you like a few mil, but like now you can stay home.
Dude, your foundation is gonna have to be on the mindset. Mm-hmm. In which you like when I'm with Max, like we really like, I'm like, dude, this is this, buddy. And like, he's a kid. He doesn't understand shit, but like, it starts with just spending that time with him. And if you don't spend that time with him, they're not.
Yeah. You gotta fucking.
Yeah.
I already got I'm a sure. full fucking like obstacle course I'm building for her. She's gonna be a stuttering athlete and smart as shit.
Yeah.
And, or she's just gonna be me and be a total fuck up.
Well, maybe you'll just be there to support,
well, I'm
support
like,
her decision making.
I think we're good because I'm like, she looks like she's got my looks 100%.
Yeah.
Like, she looks like me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as long as you get your mother's fucking brain, we're fucking solid.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be fucking it.
I know.
Easy.
I feel like Max is going to be very tenacious. He's just like, he's going to be a go. He just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I'm like, dude, slow the fuck down, son. Moving too quick, you know? You're going to
fuck
like,
your dad.
Yeah, fuck your dad. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you. I'm just trying to tell you.
I'll bitch slap you.
Yeah, dude. I already know it. Am I ready for it? Fuck no. But.
Dude, these 6 months, I feel like I blinked.
Yeah.
But like during it, I was like, what the fuck?
I know.
Can I get past this first stage?
It doesn't get any easier.
No.
It just gets, like, I'm not saying it gets worse.
It's just, it gets better. It gets funner. Because now, like, I can do more interacting things.
Yeah, exactly.
Before, it was just like, let me stare at you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Me and Max can wrestle now.
Yeah, that's cool. It's shit, fun. I wish.
I gave him an F5 the other day, dude. Nice. I was like, I held his body while
Kieran was had a heart attack, so I did a little toss with her.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah, she fucking loved it, though.
I know. But what's saying? Cameron, her neck is all nice and strong. She's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's at the stage now. She can do it. Like, it's okay if I do a little bit.
Is she sitting up at all?
Gotcha. She can't hold. She can kind of. She puts her hands down. Yeah. But, like, she's not. She needs another, like, few weeks, probably.
Couple weeks, yeah. Dude, it's so funny. Max, I did push-ups. I was just doing them. And then one day, he's holding
himself
up.
Trying to do them.
Just try it. He couldn't do it.
That's what I say, yeah.
She's
that's why I have to get her in front of the UFC TV screen right away so she can get into jiu-jitsu.
Dude, like, real soft, it'd be fun if you wrestle with her because she'd be like,
ha. Yeah. She's nuts. Great. Dude, she got some strong legs, too.
Dude, so I'm like, that's great. She's going to be walking. She'll be an earlier walker, probably.
She's got to start crawling first.
Cool. Like,
She's almost there.
Yeah.
She probably in like 2 more months, she'll start crawling.
I feel like Max, when he started crawling, he wasn't too far from walking at that point. Like there was no like in between. It just was like, I crawl a little bit and then walk. I'm like, what the?
Motherfucker.
You better slow down. Yeah, I'm starting to think about putting chains on his legs, dude. Or getting a leash. I'm thinking about doing that.
Chains on his legs.
I know that sounds crazy after I said it. But it's just when you go places with him, it's not like, dude, I'm talking millisecond, dude. You turn your head for 2 seconds, he's like 80-degree turn.
Here he fucking tries saying that, like, oh, we'll get a, like, we got to get a leash for her, like, on the boardwalk or something. I'm like, if I ever caught you putting my kid on a leash, I was like, I will divorce you in a heartbeat. I was like, absolutely fucking not.
Dude, shot collar.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You get a 25-minute, you get 25
minutes. Zap, dude, they'll come running right back to your hip.
What's wrong, buddy? You okay?
What happened?
You're looking around, making sure no one saw, like, static electricity around his neck.
That's how I train my kid.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm like, dude, we got it far worse. Like, back in the day, like, the way our parents would be like, yo, I'll fucking stab you in the neck with a crown. Like, now you can't say that.
I used to pick out the belt I was going to get beat with.
Dude, my mom would go out in the switch. She would go out in the switch, and then she would walk.
But I would laugh, because I'm like, you fucking hit like a bitch.
The sauce spoon?
Yeah.
How many sauce spoons do you think your mom went through, like, a year?
Nah, it was more backhands and belts.
Yeah, dude, well, it was a sauce spoon. My mom would get it a little bit. She would just tap her legs with it, and it didn't hurt.
But then I grew up, got too big, and then I remember my mom like was threatening me, and I stood there, and she like grabbed my shirt and pulled me, and I didn't move, my shirt ripped, and I just like stood at her. She's like, you think you're tough? I'll get a fucking pan and hit you with it. I was like, All right.
Bring it.
Bring it on, bitch.
Dude, I could see your mom, too.
You think you're so tough and kind.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
You wait till your fucking dad comes in.
Uh-huh.
Call that old man.
Yeah, call him, dude. Then we get to him, you're all like, oh, should I say that, Dad?
No, I'm sorry, Dad. Dude, I remember one time, my dad was his friends there? He definitely, his friends were there, and he went to fucking try and kick me, like, hard, when I was walking away, and I took a sidestep, and he completely missed me, but he missed me so, he wasn't expecting it, because he went up, dude, and on his ass. He was so fucking angry.
Oh, yeah, that Tom and Jerry.
I was crying, and I ran into the grass, and he quartered me in the backyard. Dude, I just did like a one step on him. He slipped and fell, and I just took off running. But my fucking American Bulldog was out, and he got too hyped. And I stopped running because he like cut me off.
Yeah.
And when my dad caught me, like, was like, grabbed me, and I'm like, he's fucking actually biting me. My dog was getting like too hyped and was like, fucking
actually biting you?
Yeah. Not like viciously, but like,
it was rough.
Yeah, it fucking hurt.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain it, and he's like, oh, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Lies. Lies. I wouldn't believe you. I wouldn't believe Max either, because I'm like, dude, he's going to con you. Max is already conning me. Yo, real funny thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say about Max. But, dude, he's picking up the vent, dude. Like, the AC vent on the floor.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting there one day watching TV, and all of a sudden I heard,
yeah.
And I opened my eyes, and he has it over me like a brick, like he's about to brain me.
Yeah.
And then he just drops it, but he's throwing stuff down there now.
Nice.
So now I have to find a way.
He's gonna piss down there.
Dude, he's gonna piss down there or poop in there or something like that, and it's just getting worse.
Open up giant turd in there.
Oh my god, yeah. Dude. Oh my god.
God bless.
I don't know, God bless, dude. I feel like we talked about like within the 35 minutes we've been talking, we've talked about
eight
like
different
seven
topics.
Seven different topics that we covered, man. And like, I'm so tired, but I'm like also my brain's active.
That's because you're a bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Dude,
these fucking lights are getting nice, man.
Dude, my fucking finally getting vegetables in the garden, which is nice.
You guys, when I got here, yeah, you're picking out some lengthy cucumbers.
Man. I got some eggplant, some squash. I got a shit ton of tomatoes, but they haven't turned ripe. They haven't started ripening over yet.
Yeah.
Bell peppers are growing like crazy, which is great because I love fucking peppers.
Ooh, yeah.
Got my long hots coming in real nice. My sunflowers are huge. The one's like fucking 6 foot tall or bigger than that. It's like 6 and a half now.
Do you dry them out and make sunflower seeds?
I'm going to.
I was
going
to say,
I'm just waiting for the seeds to come in.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to do that.
Yeah, because I'm just fucking salt. I do it with my pumpkins.
Salt is also good. Oh, pumpkins? Really?
Yeah, when I get my pumpkins for like Halloween or whatever, when it's over, I take all the seeds out and I just fucking wash them off, throw them in the oven with, like, I'll cook them in olive oil and some salt and pop them in the oven, nice. Dude. Then you just eat them.
That sounds really nice, dude.
That's such a nice little snack, dude.
That's really nice, dude, because that's like no waste. There's a dude, like, on, like, think YouTube or something, that's like no waste and everything from his garden.
Spicy mustard, I think.
Yeah, that dude.
Did he blow out? I'll show you how when he had, like, a few months ago when he had, like, 100,000 followers or something like that. Dude, in a blink of an eye, he was at, like, a million.
Dude. Yeah. And it's crazy. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, turning him wrong. Yeah. Like, I'm proud of him. I'm not even envious one bit.
It's very helpful because, I watch it all the time because if I'm like, oh, I grow that, what can I do with it? But he goes crazy with all his, like, canning.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
I'm like, dude, I don't know. Get out of my fucking realm here, bro.
Dude, this dude took dirt and was like, no waste on some dirt.
And I'm like, plant fungus in this.
Yeah,
mushrooms.
Dude, I'm like, what? But the lion's main thing was probably the most interesting thing that he did.
The lion's mane mushroom?
He takes lion's mane mushroom, flattens it down, and makes steak out of it. Well, not him, but he worked with a guy. I was like, I would try that. I don't really care about
vegan stuff. Like a mushroom burger.
Yeah. I'm like, is it good? Is it going to be good?
It's not better than beef, bro.
Not better than beef. Not better than beef, dude.
Not better than beef. Yeah, make some nice cheesesteaks.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right on the fucking Blackstone, baby. Yeah, what was your new grill? A half and half?
Dude, it's beautiful.
That's nice. I wanted something like that.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, then I'm going to want like it twice as big. Like I want a whole fucking grill, and then a whole would be nice next to each other.
I'll tell you this.
But I had the Weber, so I'm like, I technically have both still. I got to fix it. I got to fix the front burner still.
Well, let's see if you need help with that, let me know.
Yeah,
the reason I got that grill was because I like the flat top grill that you have.
Mm-hmm. But you also need your char marks, so that's why.
Yes. No. I want to have three grills. I want to have a flat top, the grill, I want to have a charcoal grill, and I want to have my smoker.
The charcoal grills are not the charcoal grills. They have like these It's like pellets.
Well, yeah.
Like these pellets that like get super hot, and it's like way better.
Yeah, I have the pellets for my smoker. That's what I have the pellet smoker. But maybe
yours, this is like it's an actual grill.
Oh, something different.
Yeah,
oh.
It's like pellets that you use instead of like charcoal.
Instead of charcoal.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Joe Rogan has one he always talks about, and like it, dude, his meat is always beautiful looking when he cooks it.
Pause.
I get jealous, man. But it, I mean. That's why I was like,
dude, you sounded so good.
Well, because he fucking. Well, he does. He like he's fucking loaded.
You're right.
So like he always talks about like the carnivore diet and shit. And I'm gonna try it so bad. But I'm like, I'm so fucking poor.
Yeah.
That I'm not gonna. I can't afford to eat like steak and chicken. Well, I do have a protein every night, but I would need like double that because that's all I would be eating.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, if I had a little bit more money, that'd be nice to fucking try that one. That's the only diet I want to try. It's supposed to clear you the fuck out.
Huh, yeah.
Everyone talks about it. The one guy talks about, like, he had, like he would get, like, eczema, like, rashes and all this shit, went on the carnivore diet.
And then it just went away.
Yeah, cleared up all his, like, fucking illnesses and shit like that.
See, you know what's crazy?
But then I'm like, I love growing my vegetables.
Yeah. But so. I think...
But, hey, if I could raise... If I could do, like, cows and shit in my backyard, I'd be fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking grow, not growing cows, but raising cows and
giving me your excess vegetables, all and stuff like that.
That's what I do my chickens.
Mill it up.
All my fucking extra, like, let it, like anything they can eat, I give it to them.
Exactly.
Like, if I cut off the ends of, like, my eggplant or the cucumber or, like, whatever, I throw right into their fucking coop.
You ever give them chicken?
I give them one of their eggs, like, every day. They're like crackheads for it. Yeah, I tell you,
that's
time.
Crazy.
Yeah, they love the fucking eggs.
What mean that you ever give it, like,
chicken? Yeah, I would. They said they're.
You would go to Popeye's and give him like a 12 piece?
Nah, because that's greasy. But like a chicken breast or something?
If you did chicken breast, you would give them? Yeah.
If I boiled it, I would give them some.
Yeah.
Because they're actually not supposed to just be a vegetable eater.
I don't know. I didn't know
that. Because they need a protein. So like insects, worms. Yeah. They'll eat fucking mice if they catch them and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll fuck some shit up, man.
I didn't know that chickens are like crazy.
Yeah, there's people who have, like, there's videos of guys, like, they'll get. Like, after they're done, like, harvesting, like, a deer or something, they'll throw the, like, rib cage into the chicken coop. Chickens fucking love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I should know that, man. I've seen a couple chicken fights before, and they're pretty insane. They'll
fuck some shit up, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like mini T-Rexes.
Yeah, dude. But
they run. Oh, fucking... Dude, there's one I do want to kill.
Like, yours?
Yeah.
Dude, well, I mean, you mean you want to harvest...
I just want to fucking kill it sometimes.
Oh my God.
It's the one, like, they all do, like, their hawking, like, egg song after they lay egg, but it's normally for, like, three minutes, 5 minutes at most.
Yeah.
This motherfucker goes on for, like, 20 minutes, twice as loud of all the other chickens. I'm like, you're going to get the fucking, like, township called me, motherfucker. I'm like, it's like, and I just fucking, I'll throw, like, a dirt rock at it. I'm like, shut the fuck up. It looks at me and it's like, it keeps going. I'm like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, my neighbors have them. And one died. Like, they're just dying off pretty quick.
They must have them fucked up then.
I'm not sure if something's getting in there, but...
I mean, you would know if something out there. They'd be eating.
I don't know because I'm not looking in there every day. But I do know that those things be jumping around in there a lot more than they should be.
Mm, could be.
Yeah. But everyone's getting chickens now, dude.
Well, yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
I love it, dude.
Everybody's getting
eggs in the morning and shit. You can't trust the fucking... Dude, those eggs you get from the supermarket are sitting in the refrigerator for like 3 months before they're even shipped out to the fucking stores.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
It is insane.
And the difference in taste is like...
I know. But you know...
You know, man, when I made those little sandwiches...
Oh, yeah. You did. You did,
they were fucking solid,
though. Went to his chicken coop.
It was on the...
his two fingers on
the... What, the potato bread or whatever?
Buns? Yeah, the burger buns. Potato rolls, man. They were great.
We did fucking pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, and I hate pork roll, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't hate pork roll. Oh,
you know what I've been liking a lot more? Scrapple.
Scrapple. I knew you were fucking scrapple.
Oh, dude. Because now I've learned how to properly cook it. You have to get that shit, like...
Hot.
Not just hot, but, like, you got to cook it like this, like... Char the side of it real.
Oh, I know.
So it's like a cracker, but like when you crack it and bite it, and then it's all soft inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so good.
Bro, I grew up on doing scrapple, or not doing scrapple. My family always did scrapple, and if that shit's mushy when you get it, you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
You didn't do it right.
That, and very underrated, Spam. It's like pork roll. I know you don't like pork roll, but you can cut it thinner.
Yeah.
And you crisp it
up.
Oh,
you can crisp it up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. Very underrated.
It's underrated. I would not. I just fuck Spam, dudes. Fuck bologna.
Spam. Bologna sucks. Spam is Spam else? Only cook Spam. I don't know who's eating Spam straight from a can now.
I mean, if you're living in a trailer park, you probably are. And it's not. It's a delicacy to them. They're like, you want a ham sandwich? Go get the Spam. Cut it out of things.
Throw on a piece of bread with some mustard.
With some mustard.
I'd actually probably fuck that up.
You probably would, dude.
I'll eat anything
with the toast. Dude. I literally would eat it. Like I'll eat liver and onions. Liver and onions.
So there was a show because remember I was like, oh, I like to do Man vs. Food. There was Bizarre Foods, but Andrew Zimmerman was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
you just travel the world and eat the weirdest and most fucking craziest shit from all over the world, and I'm like. I need that.
Wait, is that the tall dude, the blonde hair?
Nah, that's right. Gordon Ramsay.
Nah, not Gordon Ramsay. There's another dude. He goes like Thailand all the time.
This
like
guy's bald.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it was one of my favorite shows because they would feed him like intestines or like blood soup, which I love fucking like a blood stew.
Yeah.
It's like a Filipino dish. It's called
Dizguan. Yeah, blood. Yeah, it's like
pork blood stew.
Pork blood, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Isn't it just the sausage links that they have?
Nah, that's those are the that's a blood sausage.
Blood sauce. Okay.
Like the Polish deli on the street does it.
Is it similar to that or something like that?
Nah, this is like you get you go buy blood at the store, and it's congealed already, and then you cook it down into like a pot with all these like spices and. Blood. Herbs and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like and then you eat over rice, and it's you add like pork into it, obviously, so you have a protein and it's pork butts.
That's crazy.
Oh, dude, it's so good. I made it I made it here once.
That's like getting pork with it, or chicken stock, like a thick chicken stock, but it's blood instead.
This is like
that's insane, man.
That's so good though.
You've had it.
I made it here. Yeah. I made it myself because I missed it so much after like I got home from like the Philippines and shit. Dude, I was like, I gotta make
fucking
it.
Fucking cutting squirrels and shit and jilling her blood.
Jilly. But yeah, that would be like one of my favorite things. Like, I would eat all the weird, like, whatever. Like, put it in front of me, I'll fucking try it.
I'll try it, dude, but I'm not.
There's like one thing that I refuse to eat. Like, obviously, I would try if I was on the show, but was bloat. I think I can't really say it, but it's the chicken and the egg.
Like the boiled with the half a chicken dead in it.
Yeah, like the baby chicken. That's form, and then you eat it. Supposedly, if you get it at like a high end restaurant, it's supposed to taste like chicken and eggs.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or chicken and yolk.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, but like,
which I would fucking eat. But I mean, I was seeing them on street parts. I'm like, these motherfuckers got beaks and feathers still.
You got this dead thing just sitting there looking at you with one eye on a plate. It's not looking appetizing.
Well, no, you have to open it with that.
Yeah, you got to crack it. Like, yeah, yeah, then it's like this, yeah.
Then it's staring at you.
Yeah,
like, all right.
I just don't want that in my life.
Yeah, that's one thing I was like, I can't do. But I ate, like, chicken intestines over, like, charcoal grill or, like, pork intestines.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean,
I love my chicken feet.
What's it called again? What's the fancy word for chitlins? I forget what they call it. They call it something different.
I just know by that or gizzards.
Nah, it's called something else. It's so, like I don't know. I know it's Italians call it something else, but it's such
tripe. But that's cow stomach.
Well, that's cow stomach. Yeah. But that and there's another word, but that word specifically that's another one.
Tripe. My fucking dad loves tripe, dude.
My dad loves it remember. Too, man. It smells like butthole, bro.
Oh, dude, it smells like butthole. Tripe it tastes booty. Like fucking butthole.
I've had butthole before, bro.
My dad loves it, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, you gotta like soak it and change out the water for like 2 days to get all the shit off of it. And then you fucking like boil it, and then it becomes like rubber. But, dude, I would remember waking up on Sundays and my dad would be fucking cooking sauce.
Yeah.
And then I would smell the tripe getting cooked and I'd be like, bleh.
You know the only way, the best way to clean them? You get a fucking hose nozzle. Get the little thing that would you use for like balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in the one end of the intestine and just let that thing flow for as long as you can. And that's how you should clean them out. And then you let them soak. A lot of people don't do that. And then imagine just poop just lined all in there and then you cook it.
Pass.
Yeah, and your house smells like straight poop vinegar water.
It smells so bad.
It's nasty, dude. Ugh. Let me tell you guys something, man. Don't ever fucking do that. Don't do that to your family. Don't put your family through that. It's not worth it. Start getting all personal here. Sorry, calm down.
How fucking dare you, Dad?
My dad, man. It's just some trauma right there, dude. Your clothes smell like it for like a week. It's just vinegar and poop.
What was it? Oh, sorry, I kind of drifted off.
Yeah, no,
was
I'm sorry.
I watched a movie the other day, and I wanted to talk about it. Now I can't think of it because I ordered it. Oh, what the fuck?
Still ordering movies, dude?
Yeah, we ordered like we did Interstellar one night, and then the next night we watched John Wick 4, which it was okay. But there was another one I got, and I can't remember what it was. Whatever, but. Because fucking Skinny came over and watched it, too. All three of us watched
it. You can't remember it.
Nah, fuck. It was a newer movie, too. It was actually pretty good. I just can't fucking think of what it was. I'll think about it.
You know,
it'll hit me, like, out of nowhere.
You know what's out now?
Huh?
Righteous Gemstone 3, man. Or 4.
See, I fell off after the first season.
3, 4.
The first season was great.
Yeah, first season was great.
But then I kind of was like, eh.
I hope this is the last season, but it's out.
Yeah.
I just figured I'd let you know, man.
I'm waiting for The Boys to come back out.
Me too.
That's my fucking me shit. Too.
Mines is out again, which I did like.
Dude, there hasn't been a really good anything series, I feel like, anywhere. I mean, there's some here and there, like The Tulsa King was good, but nothing like a series where everyone's fucking watching it. You know, like when Game of Thrones kind of started, yeah, or like
I know
The Sopranos, or like Breaking Bad, or like
Yellowstone's one.
Netflix is like original series that were just like fucking awesome.
You're right, though. Yeah. I'm not even excited about think Infinity shit. Like, I mean, Disney, like...
A lot of the new Marvel shit?
New Marvel shit.
Really, dude, it sucks to say, but, like, they're starting to lose me. I think after this phase, I might not be as, like, committed. Because now I just see how much, like, how worse it is compared to the first phase where, like, everything was linked. Everything, like, they did their homework. Like, everything was linked.
It's crazy.
And now it's just, like, you don't even know where the fuck they're going. They're just throwing shit out there.
They are.
And, like, it's a shame because... Jonathan Mayers as Kang is fucking great, but I'm like, they're not even setting it up right.
Well, he's in trouble. He got in trouble.
He just got proven
innocent. Did he?
They locked They just locked up his girl because he had
really
video evidence of
her
attacking him. I'm like, good.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm happy one or the other got in trouble. I'm just happy that this guy's career wasn't screwed up because of one false accusation.
Some twat.
Some tweet. So, we're in Jersey, you know. We don't play that shit over here, like, you know.
Get away from me. What's going on, Kyle? It's a Jersey thing.
It's a Jersey thing.
No one could be this stupid.
It's
a Jersey thing. Schnooky one
schmore schmore. Schnack schnack
schnack. Fucking
sick. I don't know, man. I'm tired, dude.
What, are you calling it quits, bitch?
I'm 5108 right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We can do it.
5108, man. I feel like we talked about so much.
We jumped everywhere.
We jumped everywhere, dude.
We got to keep the fans on the toes, man.
Yeah. Can't let them know our next move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to say, that's one white guy.
And that's one black guy.
Fuck you guys. See you next time.
See ya.